our awesome podcast with Holly and Adam and maybe a guest. We talk about things, we talk about stuff. We talk until we've had enough. Listen to our awesome podcast. All you have to do is not turn it off. The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
It's awesome.
The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Ah,
I'm Adam.
I'm Holly.
And together we are awesome.
Yes, we are.
We just woke up from a
two and a half hour nap. Also, it's like, I woke up at like 10:30 p.m.
Yeah.
So we started napping at 8 p.m. Probably not a good idea, but I wanted to nap all day.
We could have just slept through the night.
Right. Do you know how much, that'd be way too much sleep though.
Well, I mean, we've woken up, I would have woken up at like 4 or 5 or 6 or something.
I would have, should have, but I probably wouldn't have done it. Let's talk about Indian food.
We had some good Indian food.
We had really good Indian food tonight. And, I mean, I guess it's kind of completely subjective about what's really good. Because I'm sure people who've been to India are like, that's not even Indian food.
Oh, sure.
That's nothing like it.
Well, I had a lamb vindaloo. And then when I ordered it, they asked if I wanted it spicy or medium. And I was like, give me the spicy one. It was really good.
Was it real spicy?
It was a little bit spicy. Did it hurt you? No, it wasn't painful. I mean,
were you sweating?
A little bit, but it wasn't like,
I can't even, I can't eat something that's gonna make me sweat. Like, that's a weird thing to do.
Well, it has a lot of flavor to it as well.
Right.
The only thing I didn't
is that
I couldn't find my floss because I had lamb stuck in my teeth.
I wonder where it is.
Yeah, I don't know.
You lose your floss like every few days though. So.
Well, because I like sit down and use it.
Yeah, you just leave it there.
And I just leave it.
Maybe we should just get like a 6-pack of dental floss and
just have them in different
just
parts.
Put them in different parts of the apartment so that every time you look, you're like, I wonder if it's in this drawer, and there's one in that drawer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, today was a good day though.
Today was a pretty good day.
We didn't get to walk a lot. We got this.
We should have walked some more.
I guess it was last week.
Yeah, we skipped a week.
We missed our podcast for a week. Sorry, all of our faithful listeners. Sorry.
Oh, both of you.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. We
this
skipped
one's
a week.
Gonna go up a day late, but whatever.
And I got this thing for the DS. It's a personal trainer walking, and it came with two pedometers. So Holly and I have both been wearing the pedometers around, and
sucks when you forget too.
Yeah,
because you forgot yours today.
I forgot mine today, and we went for a little walk. But
well, I'm also involved in a thing at school called Walktober, where if you walk 10,000 steps 4 times a week, you get your name put in for free stuff, and if you do it all the weeks, then you get your name put in for 3 free massages.
Yeah, October is an interesting month because it's a lot of different months.
Right.
Like, it's Walktober and what was the other one?
I don't remember. You're the one who was saying
someone was, like, writing a book or something. Or is not?
No,
like,
that's, I think that's November.
Is it November? Like, write a book November?
NaNoWriMo. It's National Novel Writing Month.
Oh, okay. Well, it's National Pizza Month, right?
It is National Pizza Month.
And also National Halloween Month.
National Pumpkin Spice Everything Month.
Oh, Pumpkin Spice.
It was one of the best things. I love helping people at work. Mm. I love it. So I was working in the market area of the store, and I we're supposed to ask if we can help you find something. So I do for most people. I mean, some people it's clear they don't need help or they're on the phone or something. I'm like, whatever, I'm not talking to you. But, so I help. I ask these people, like, can I find something? And they're like, well, you don't, you're all out, I think, so. And I was like, try me. And they're like, well, around this time of year, they have pumpkin-flavored soy milk. Pumpkin spice-flavored soy milk. And we love it. We wait for it every year, and we couldn't find it. And I was like, okay. So I walked over to where the soy milk stuff is, and I couldn't find it. And I'm like, just a second. So I whip out my trusty PDA and we could search all sorts of shit on there, and it turns out it was hidden, like, it was just like quart cartons, so they're real skinny and hard to see, and it was hidden like behind a column like in the store in one of the coolers all the way in the back. But I found it.
You got them their pumpkin.
They were so glad. They're like, oh, thank you so much. You're amazing. I was like, I just know how to search pumpkin.
Dairy Queen has pumpkin pie blizzards, which are insanely awesome.
Yeah, but I can't eat Dairy Queen.
You can't eat Dairy
Queen. No, two, three summers ago, I had a cookie dough blizzard, and it, like a day later, Nestle came out with like, our cookie dough is giving people food poisoning, and I had a cookie dough blizzard, and then the next day I had bad food poisoning.
You had the poops?
No, it's the last time I threw up, and it's the last time that I ate a Dairy Queen.
Oh.
So I just can't do it.
Oh, well, I can, so I'm gonna.
Don't,
I forgot
don't
about
do
it.
Don't do it.
Oh, also, October is at Monopoly at McDonald's, which
it
is
Monopoly at McDonald's.
Yeah, but nobody ever wins.
No.
I don't think anyone ever wins that.
Well, the most you win is, like, some fries.
Right? Yeah. Right, yeah. But it's... Yeah.
I don't know. I haven't been to McDonald's in...
I always have the dream of winning $1 billion or at least 2 or 3 of the $1 million prizes, but it never happens.
If you ever get a Broadway, I know a friend on Facebook who is looking for one. For $1 million.
Oh, they'll give you $1 million?
Or Boardwalk, sorry. Yeah, she's got everything else except the Boardwalk for the $1 million prize.
Right, because that's... Cause
right, it's the one they only print two of, and then they only put them...
Right, well, you get a Park Place, and then a Boardwalk, and then that's it.
Right.
It's whatever. Like, I'll trade you one of my extra Park Places for your Boardwalk.
Right. Well, no, that's the thing. It's just... Well, she said she'd put the $1 million. But that's the thing. They print...
Well, no,
they print, like
actually,
three Boardwalks.
I did research on this. It was... the way it works is that every... Like, they have the little blocks.
Mm-hmm.
Mediterranean and Baltic, and then Boardwalk and Park Place are only two.
Yeah.
All the rest are three, except for the railroads, which are four. The latest one alphabetically is the rare one, except for Boardwalk.
Oh.
So it's like Mediterranean Avenue and Baltic. Mediterranean's a rare one. And then it's like Vermont, out of Vermont Oriental and...
I don't know any of these things.
Did you ever play Monopoly?
I hate Monopoly. Everyone hates Monopoly.
I don't hate Monopoly.
Yes, you do. You just don't know it.
I had it on, like,
everyone
Nintendo, and I would play it over and over again.
Why?
Because I loved it.
It's the worst game.
If everyone hates it, then why is it, like, why does everyone
Because everyone forgets that they hate it until they start playing. They're like, I actually hate this game. I forgot.
Well, it's all it is just random.
Also, there's, like, a billion different versions of Monopoly. There's
Chocolate-flavored. You can get your own, you can make your own version of Monopoly and send it somewhere, and they can do it for you. But anyway, yeah, like, it's, I was going through the ones, it's Vermont Avenue, and then, Virginia Avenue, there's a lot of V's, then Tennessee, and then Kentucky, and then Ventnor,
I've never heard of these.
Pennsylvania Avenue is the green ones, then Boardwalk. So if anyone has those, whatever, however many they are, those are
you
the
probably
ones.
Sell them.
What? Why don't you just cash them in?
Well, because you have to have the other ones, too.
Right, but it's easy to get the other ones.
Yeah. I wonder how many they actually do print of the really rare ones.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I don't know either.
But, I mean, I think if you only have the rare ones, you can probably just cash them in and be like, look, I have this one. Do I really need to have the other ones?
Got it. I think that's the way it works. But...
Right. Well, you can trade for them.
Right.
You can, your friends have them.
Right. I'm just saying, it's not worth eating McDonald's just for that. Ugh.
Right, but if you get it and then... You know, but it's
but
better
don't.
If you know which ones are the rare ones, because then that way you can trade, you know, you can, if you get one of the rare ones, then you know, you have the prize, you just gotta go find the other ones. Or I think there's a thing you can, like,
or just don't go there.
Send in a self-addressed stamped envelope and get one.
Right.
So just to get the rare ones. Or just to...
Or just don't go there.
Right, but the point is, the point is that you win a prize if you get them.
That's right, but nobody saying. Ever wins. You were just saying you don't know anyone
right,
ever wins.
Right, right. No,
so.
I know, but that's maybe it's because maybe they had one of the rare ones and they didn't know it because they only went once and they didn't know, so they just threw it out. And they're
saying.
Like, oh, nobody ever wins, so what's the point?
Anyway, we were talking about Indian food. So we learned from Melton Brown that the Indian food that we make is not really even Indian food. Like curry and stuff. Curry's not a thing in India.
Yeah, well, curry is a thing in England.
Right, but it's not in India, I was just
right.
saying.
Like, but you said that the person you know from India likes curry.
Yeah, I'm confused about that. I should talk to him more about that. Because he was complaining that there's no good Indian food around and that he's going to open up his own Indian restaurant in the Twin Cities. And I was like, No, he wanted to do it in Chicago because he likes Chicago. And I was like, don't do it.
I hate Chicago.
I know you hate Chicago. I've not really been to Chicago, so I don't have it. The only experience I have with Chicago is I accidentally got stuck in rush hour traffic there on my way to Detroit last year. Because I just, I would have been fine except I got in a car accident in the morning. I hit / got hit by, more hit, doesn't matter, a car in a parking lot in Albert Lea. And it put me about an hour behind. If I'd gotten to, because I hit the very beginning of rush hour, I got there at like 4 something, and if I'd been an hour earlier, I would have been fine.
I think that every time you drive through like, Interstate 80 or 90, like it's just awful.
I did it 3 summers in a row. That was the only time I really had that was bad.
Well, I don't know. Every time I drove there, it was like it took me 4 hours to get through, and there was like a toll every 5 minutes, and you have to throw in like 12 cents.
I don't mind the tolls. I really don't mind the tolls.
But when you don't have like a little thing filled with change,
right? I did because I knew there were tolls coming.
Right, but it's just so annoying. Like the last time I drove that way, I was just like, "Fuck it, I ain't doing it anymore." I was like, "I don't have any more change." I just told them, and they're like, okay, here's
the... They give you a thing, and you're supposed to go online and pay it.
Yeah, I ain't gonna do that.
Like the 25 cents.
Yeah, fuck that. I was mad at them, so I didn't.
No, I don't have a problem. Like, I was prepared, though. I knew the tolls were coming.
Yeah, but so I don't know why they would do a toll every three miles.
It's not every 3 miles.
It seems like it.
Yeah, just because you were sick of tolls.
Yeah. Well, there was at least, like, 12
well,
tolls.
Well, when we drive back from Pennsylvania, I'll pay the tolls.
But we're not going that way.
No, when we come back, we are.
Well, we're gonna go around that.
No, that's way out of your way.
No, it really isn't.
No, it
is.
Because
all you have to do is go, if you go through Joliet, you skip the Chicago traffic altogether. It's just a little bit south, and then you go over, and then up, and then you skip it. Because I'm not doing that again.
I don't care, I'll do it.
No, but I mean, I'm not going to sit in that ever again, because I refuse.
Why? It's not that bad. Because
I did it twice before, and it was awful.
Oh, fucking who? I've driven that 6 times. Like, it's not... It's not that bad.
I'm still not
doing
it again.
You're just whiny.
No, I've been there. I'm done with it. I give up.
I do like the Chicago, the big bridge they have. The air, whatever it is.
I thought you didn't like bridges.
I hate bridges. I totally hate driving over it, but I paid $3 to drive over it anyway. I think you could skip it, but I didn't. Cause I paid $3 to be terrified for a while.
When I went into Chicago, it was all right, but not driving past it.
Really?
Yeah, I liked inside Chicago because I went to the wherever it was. They had like the deep dish pizza.
Yeah, I didn't have any problem really. The only time I had problem driving through Chicago was when I hit rush hour. Otherwise, it was clear. I barely even knew I was in the city.
I guess if we drive through it at like 4 a.m. then probably
if you hit it at night. Well, even like the first time I went through it was like 8 p.m. It wasn't that bad.
Yeah, I went through at night too. Whatever. But anyway, I went to the Field Museum, which had the largest intact T-Rex skeleton.
Nice. I read on the news today that T-Rexes apparently grew faster and got, like, heavier than they previously thought, which means they were, like, teenagers. They ate, like, way more and they grew faster. So they were, like, the teenagers of the dinosaur world. I wonder if they had teen angst.
But they had little tiny arms.
Gothosaurus Rex.
little tiny arms.
Yes, the tiny
big
arms.
Heads.
They're so cute.
Yeah, they're cute when they eat you with their giant head.
Whatever, keep your distance. Get a fence. Get an electric fence. That worked in Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
That totally works.
How about we just don't have dinosaurs around?
That's a good plan. Let's do that instead.
Because they will totally eat you.
Yeah. We're also reading on the news that there's one scientist who thinks they found a kraken from really old
oh,
times.
Yeah.
That ate ichthyosaurs and whatever. I was like,
yeah,
that's crazy. He's a really big sea monster. A sea monster that eats sea monsters.
Mm-hmm.
But it's only one guy really who thinks that. Everyone else is like, probably not. Probably just like a squid or something.
Right. Well, that's what isn't a kraken just a big squid?
Yeah, but it's like real, real big.
Right.
And they're talking like it's probably just like a normal sized thing.
Right. Well, giant squids are pretty big.
They're scary.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't want to see one. Especially the, like, 40-foot ones and whatever. Mm-hmm.
And they get their eyes are, like...
Yeah, they get the really huge eyes, like, dinner plate eyes. And I never want to see a blue whale either because they're real scary.
I don't think blue whales are scary.
Oh, I think they are. I think... I'm afraid of very large things.
You're afraid of elephants?
They're not that large.
They're the biggest land animals.
Yeah, but they're still not that big. In comparison to a blue whale, they're still
right. Not but that you're big. Not. Right, but a blue whale isn't going to attack you. Like,
doesn't matter. I'm still afraid of it. Like, I'm just afraid of large, huge things. I don't know. I think part of it, part of that comes from, what's that Disney movie about Moses? I don't know.
Ten Commandments?
No. No, it's like an animated one from like the 90s. Anyway, when they're walking through the Red, like when he parts the Red Sea and they're walking through, they show like shadows of fish swimming around inside. That always freaked me out, like a whole bunch, because they're real big and scary, and I didn't like it at all. I think that's where my fear of large things started. Like, I never want to see a blue whale.
So we watched that bug documentary.
That was awesome! I want to finish it, because I didn't see the end still.
No, there's too many things in that creep me out.
Aww. But the dung beetle!
The dung beetle was awesome.
He just pushes around this big pellet of poop.
It's like a... I wonder how big he is, though.
They're pretty small, actually. Yeah, that's
probably
about
like
right.
That big. So yeah. His little ball of dung
was
about...
No, you know what? I don't think he's probably that big. I think he's smaller, yeah.
Well, I think his little ball of dung might have been like an inch and a half in diameter.
Even then, though, it's still pretty tiny.
Right, kind of right. Adorable. But he was all like, I'm getting it.
He's real bad at it, though. And then he got skewered.
Yeah, he got stuck
on
a stick.
And he was done for. Did he ever get it off?
Yeah, he got it off.
Oh, I wasn't paying attention at that point. I just felt bad for the guy.
Yeah.
He's trying so hard.
But poop. Like the yellow jacket, like the larva, the yellow jacket larva
skipped
were creepy.
Yeah, past that. I told
you they were creepy.
Yeah, and you were. I got like 2 seconds in, and I realized I wasn't going to be able to deal with the honeycomb holes either. So.
Yeah, that's a weird thing to be scared of.
Weird phobia.
But the larva were creeping me out because they're like all clear, and like their faces are all like. And gross.
Have you ever seen like fish eggs, fish babies, where they just have like eyes and the rest of them is just like a little clear circle thing?
Fish don't creep me out.
Really?
Yeah. But yellow jackets
little tiny
do.
Tiny bugs do. Well, yellow jackets are bad enough on their own.
Right, and then the baby ones are just creepy. And what else was there? Oh, the snails humping.
Snails humping. That's horrible. Well, they do it face to face and they're all like textured and slimy and... They make like two side vaginas. And
yeah, it was
really
gross.
That was bad. I wasn't expecting that to be so bad.
Yeah, well, I told you it was awful.
Yeah, but I didn't.
You're
I
just like,
oh,
that's
were
nothing.
Exaggerating or something. And but you weren't. It was bad. It was actually terrible.
It was pretty awful.
I don't think I'll ever have occasion to watch snails hump again.
Yeah.
So I want to find out where this dragonfly. So the dragonflies were sticking to each other.
Like, I think they were humping too.
Were they? But it was like all of them.
Like, right, well, it must have been dragonfly mating season.
It was. I don't know, there was no narrator on there, so there was no way for them to explain.
Yeah, generally when
going on.
Two bugs are stuck together,
they're humping.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah. Okay.
If you see three, then they're having a party. You have
is that what it is? Actually, it's probably like two of them are fighting for the other one.
Right. But I've been watching 6 Feet Under.
It's a good show.
Yeah, I like that. I didn't know that Rainn Wilson was in it.
I didn't either until he told me.
And I was like, what's he doing here? And he's...
Was that before The Office? During The Office? Or...
That was... well, let's see. The Office is in season 7 just started, so 2004. It might have been... It was probably just right before The Office.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't really know anything about 6 Feet Under because it's HBO, and I've never gotten HBO. Like, I've never had premium channels or anything, so I never knew anything about those shows.
Yeah, I like him in that, though. He's like, he's an undertaker.
Yeah, no.
Or he's a, or whatever.
He's good. He's real creepy, though.
He's real creepy. Weird. Well, I think he's good at being real creepy.
He is good at it.
I liked him in Super as well.
Yeah, he was in another movie. Like, a seriouser movie that I wanted to see, I think, but I don't remember what it was. That's all.
I don't know.
No idea.
But there's a lot of good actors in that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm halfway through almost a little over halfway through the third season of that.
How many seasons did you say there are?
There's five.
There's five? Okay.
So, I'm going to finish that one up.
So, how many episodes are there in a season?
13.
Okay. So, like 65 episodes.
Yeah.
That's not so bad.
That's only 60 hours of my life.
Hours.
No big deal.
Right. Well, you seem to be enjoying it. So.
Yeah, I like it. And Dexter's in it.
Yep. He's gay.
Yeah.
He's totally gay.
He is.
And the chick from Torchwood's in it.
Yeah.
She's younger and...
Yeah.
less
the new shitty Torchwood.
The new shitty Torchwood, which is already on Netflix.
Yeah, because they realize they're like, well, this is shitty. Might as well.
Nobody's
going to
pay for this. We'll just put it on Netflix.
Yeah, it was really bad.
It was bad.
It's too bad that it was really bad.
I know. I wanted so much from it. Okay, I don't want to talk too much about Doctor Who, but can we just acknowledge that the season finale was not as good as it should have been?
Yeah.
And that it was a cop-out, and that Stephen Moffat is a fucking liar.
Yes, we can acknowledge all of these things. All
right, it's acknowledged. What was I going to say? I had a thing to say. It was a thing I wanted to mention.
The next season might be Matt Smith's last season.
I hope so.
Because it's the fall of the 11th.
Right. I mean, I'm not sad about that. He's had a good enough run. Mm. He had a few years. He's had just as much as...
Hopefully next year will be good.
Yeah.
Because this year had a few good episodes.
A few good episodes, but overall it was kind of a dismal year.
Yeah.
So, I don't want to talk about Doctor Who anymore.
Okay.
This makes me sad and annoyed. So, Walking Dead starts on Sunday.
I know.
It's going to be so good.
Yeah, like all the new shows.
I kind of forgot what happened in the last one.
The
like
last
season,
one
though.
There was there's some zombies.
Right, there were zombies. Oh, they went to the
CDC.
Yeah. But I don't remember where they were going after that or what
that
happened.
That was the end. After they
did
got
they
out.
Yeah, that's right, they got out. Did they blow it up? They blew it up.
Yeah. Spoilers, by the way.
Well, it doesn't matter.
If you haven't seen Walking Dead, just watch it.
Yeah, that's not really all that much of a spoiler.
No,
it's
a 4-hour zombie movie, the first season.
It's amazing.
In six parts.
It really is.
It's really, really good. Hopefully the second season will be as good. But yeah, it's that time of the year when all the new shows are the new seasons are starting of the shows.
Misfits, less than a month now.
Oh, I know, on the same day as Skyrim.
I know. Oh, that's tough.
Yeah.
I'll have to take a break from playing Skyrim.
No, we'll just watch that one day. But, we got, Doctor Who is over, so everything else starts. That's
right.
How it works.
Is that it?
Well, Community just started again. Breaking Bad just was
Glee
over.
Glee started again.
What
Big
else
Bang Theory started again.
Yeah, Big Bang Theory, Always Sunny in Philadelphia. What else? The Office just started a new season. Just some of the shows that
I'm surprised The Office hasn't gone off the air yet. I hope they end before they run down, you know?
No, it's still pretty good, though.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the same characters, but, well, I like that James Spader is in it now. He's really good. He's real good in that. Because he's, creepy.
He is creepy. Well, he does creepy well, though. Mm-hmm. That's kind of a thing that he does.
Well, I remember the first thing I saw him in was Stargate. Or, no. The first thing I saw him in was Mannequin.
I don't know what that is.
You've never seen Mannequin?
No.
With, what's your... The one girl from
is
Sex and the
creepy
City.
Doll?
It's about a mannequin who turns to life.
Yep, not happening.
And it's the girl from, it's just not creepy. It's from Sex and the City. One of the one girl from that. I don't
the
know
one girl. Which one girl?
I don't know them.
Okay,
but I know she's in that now.
She like a blonde or a redhead or?
Yeah, she's blonde.
Okay.
And Andrew McCarthy is in it.
Who?
Andrew McCarthy.
I'm sorry, I don't know actors by their names. I don't. I never have. I can tell you.
He was in Weekend at Bernie's?
Never seen it.
Have you seen any movies from the
80s? I thought you were going to stop with just, have you seen any movies?
He was one of those guys who was...
I was only around for 8 months
in the
80s, so...
Right. Well, you were telling me about how, kids today don't know stuff. And so you're one of those kids today who don't know who Andrew McCarthy is. He was one of those kids, one of those actors from the 80s.
It doesn't mean I don't know who he is. It just means I don't know what his name is.
All right.
I don't know a lot of actor names. You could, someone just messaged me on Facebook. Well, it's not happening. I think I know who it is anyway. But.
Sorry, Facebook.
Sorry, whoever my friend is.
I haven't even, done anything on Facebook. I play the Scrabble game on there.
Oh, God, I'm, 5 days behind on that.
My games have probably quit.
Because, it auto... It, resigns you after, 5 days,
Ten days.
Oh, 10 days? Oh, I might be okay then.
Yeah, I just...
Just some of my games, I just don't have a move, and I'm just like, ugh. So I play all the other ones, and I just leave those.
I don't know, Facebook doesn't do anything for me anymore.
Yeah, I'm actually becoming less and less interested in it, just because my friends, whatever friends I have left, don't really use it all that much, and I...
Right. I have my Facebook connected to my Twitter.
Right. I generally just talk to people. It's the only... It's the only place I can talk to a couple of my friends.
It's the instant messenger.
Yeah, basically.
Of the new era.
It is. I just leave Facebook open in the background. And sometimes it provides, like, good links and stuff when my friends are talking about, like, real interesting things. But otherwise, it's pretty useless.
Yeah, I guess I don't,
I don't put pictures up there. I don't like...
I use the internet for wikis now. That's about it.
Yeah, you do.
That's all I do. I like to learn things about things.
No, there's nothing wrong with that. Learning's great.
Yeah.
Especially when you understand what you're learning.
And podcasts.
And podcasts are great. You have podcasts. You actually have someone listen to podcasts. You didn't there for a while.
Well, I've been trying not to listen to them, so we had some saved up for our trip.
All right. Oh, no, don't worry about that. My sister said we should listen to A Series of Unfortunate Events, the books. They're narrated by Tim Curry, and they're, like, real good. Have you ever read them? I never read them.
I half watched the movie.
Oh, that's... I don't think it's anything like the books. So, but I'm interested. She's like, it's really good. It's making me laugh a lot. I think it's great. You should listen to it. So, okay, I said,
so that's what we're
we'll
going
to
have to
do. We'll listen to it
on the trip. What if we don't like it?
Well, I mean, we'll have other
stuff. We can listen to The Stand.
I don't know if I want to listen to The Stand. That's all. I've already listened
to it. Hiya, Georgie.
I'd rather listen to something I've never read before, you know?
Oh. I like to listen to The Dark Tower.
Yeah. I get kind of bored by listening. Because I don't know what's going on. And then you skip past the stuff and you're like, we're just going to skip past this. I'll explain to you what happened.
When it would have been just right, well, that was just the boring part.
Right, but see, but it's not... But then you forget things, and then I don't understand stuff later, and it's just like, whatever.
Well, in, like, book four, there's, like... There's a really boring flashback for most of the book.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying.
It's like the first 100 pages and the last 100 pages don't have that, but everything in the middle is the flashback.
But you think it's boring. It doesn't mean everyone thinks it's boring. It doesn't mean I would think it's boring.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
I'm just saying it's boring.
Did you ever read 1984?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, there's a book inside a book there. We had to read it in school. There's like 40 pages of like another book someone wrote. I just totally skipped over that because it was dumb. Like, why would you do that?
Well, it's the same thing as skipping over the parts in italics in Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, mostly. I think most people do that. Especially the ones that are written, like, in Elvish.
Yeah, you can't. It's like, really?
What's the point in reading that? I sometimes read them just, like, for the hell of it, but I don't try and understand what he's saying.
I wonder when The Hobbit's coming out.
I don't know. What, you mean the first part of The
Hobbit?
Well
yeah, any part of The Hobbit. Movies.
I don't know. I think they just started shooting it a couple months ago. So
I think that'll be fun.
I don't know. I'm skeptical. But
well, we'll see. I mean, yeah, the book is pretty small, but they're getting everything in it, I guess. They're probably going to have a lot more, like, because it was, what, 13 dwarves?
Yeah. Well, they can't just make up backstory, though.
Why not? Well, I mean, they have backstory.
Because that's shit.
They all have backstory. I mean, it's Tolkien. Of course, he wrote backstory for
right, for everything. Everything ever mentioned has backstory.
Like, it's all right, history.
I don't know. To me, The Hobbit feels more like the kids' version of Lord of the Rings.
Right, but I think they're changing it to make
right,
it
but I'd rather it be the kids, because the other Lord of the Rings movies aren't really all that accessible to kids.
You think?
Yeah, they're real long. Boring. Kids don't have that much attention span. They don't. And I guess, they're a little scary and a little gory. Yeah. So they're
awesome.
Not really... Right, but that's not super kid-friendly, and The Hobbit's the first one that has a chance to be like kind of kid-friendly.
But they have some fighting...
Right, it's not a ton. There's a dragon. I'm excited to see how they make it look.
Yeah, Smaug will be awesome. And Benedict Cumberbatch is the voice of Smaug.
I just love his name. That's such a great name. Who was saying the other day that sounds like a British porn name?
Chris Hardwick.
Yeah, that's what it was. Mm-hmm. That was pretty great. It does, though. But I wish I had a name like that. Mine's boring. It's Holly.
Holly. I don't know.
And then one of the most generic last names on the face of the earth.
You could just make it up.
I think that's his real name, though.
No, I know, but you could make up a name and
go
by it.
I want to have a real awesome name. I mean, my name's not that. It's not bad, but it's not Benedict Cumberbatch.
it's a silly name.
A bunch of syllables.
I think it's silly.
Really?
It's a silly name.
Well, I don't.
But he is Sherlock. I wish that the seasons of Sherlock were more than 3 episodes.
Yeah, but that's British TV for it.
Well, that's
we're only
like
gonna
the
do
least,
a few good episodes.
That's like the least amount of episodes of every
season.
Yeah,
generally it's 6.
Yeah, but they are an hour and a half each.
That's
like each
true.
One
yeah,
is feature
like
length.
Movies.
Yeah, but that's cool.
So it's effectively six episodes. They're just they
split each one up.
Yeah.
Or they don't split it. They just play it all through.
They might split it.
They might, but we just saw them full episodes.
I'm literally allergic to everything, I think. Like, I'm always sniffing, like, when I
Maybe you're just allergic to me.
I don't think I'm allergic to you. I don't think so, because I'm sneezing at school, too, and you're not there, so.
I'm not.
I know. You could be, but that would be weird.
Yeah.
You just hang out in my classes all day and wait. I don't think you can go to a class if you're not, like, paying for it.
You can't go to it?
I don't know. Can you?
I don't see why not.
Like, you don't get official credit for it, but could you like, go and do all the work but just not get credit for it?
You can ask.
I don't think you can.
I guess you can ask one of your professors and if that ever happened. If someone just showed up and didn't get any credit for it.
You should ask.
Or if they're allowed to, even. Because yeah. I don't know. I mean,
well, I know you can do a thing like, it's called...
I would appreciate that. If I was a teacher, I would appreciate that person more than the other students because they're just doing it to
learn. Yeah, they're doing it for the fun of it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But at the same time, they also don't have the same pressure on them to turn in homework and stuff because it's not being graded.
Well, so, it is being graded. They're still getting a grade.
Not really. Probably not.
Their own person, like, they can write it down. Be like, hey, can you just grade me?
No, I don't think any professor is going to willingly choose to grade more papers.
Right. No, that's fair.
They have enough work on their
plate. You just go to, like, observe it, you know? And
like, it's gotta suck to be a professor. Because they spend a lot of their outside time grading.
Uh-huh.
And coming up with tests and coming up with assignments and worrying about why no one in the class understands what's going on because most of the time no one in the class understands what's going on.
And they've been doing it I guess a lot of them have been doing it for a while and they should know that some people just don't get it.
Yeah, well that's one of the frustrations I'm having with one of my professors right now is he taught a class last spring that would be really useful in the class he's teaching now and I think he's just making an assumption that we all understand the things that he taught in that other class,
mm-hmm.
but most of us haven't taken it, so we have no idea, mm-hmm. and so we're kind of really behind, we're behind on the syllabus now because no one really gets what's going on. We have a quiz on Friday, and I don't think anyone's going to do too well. Oh, school. Next week I have the biggest assignment of the semester in one of my classes, and it also coincides with me being scheduled to work for, like, 30 hours.
We should do it this week, then.
I can't, because I have to work on the assignment for this week.
Oh. Well, why don't you do that one first?
I can't get ahead.
And then... Well, you know what you could do is not look at the internet and then just do your homework instead.
I agree with you. I know that's the thing you have to be doing, but it's so intimidating. Like, when you get huge assignments, it's just so hard to get started on them because you know, like, they're scary.
Right.
And it's hard. It's hard to start that.
No, I know.
It's very scary.
I finished a huge assignment today.
Did you? Yeah, you did.
Well, anyway, I think we're at about half an hour, aren't we?
We're a little over half an hour.
All right, well, that is the end of our podcast. Goodbye.